It has been a devastating few days in Orlando. The Voice star Christina Grimmie shot dead Friday night, the slaughter at the Pulse nightclub Sunday morning, and today, a toddler snatched by an alligator at a lake at Disney World. How are Floridians handling this? Let's ask Carl Hyacin. In satirical novels like Star Island and in columns like Still Chasing the Crazy Side of Florida in the Miami Herald, he satirized the state he loves. Carl, what a devastating week.
Yeah, I mean, you have three absolutely sickening headlines out of Orlando. At least two of the events say more about American culture than anything else. But there's obviously nothing funny, and it's just heartbreaking.
Well, Carl Hyacin, you and your pal Dave Barry, in fact, you quote him in this column. He'll tell you the same thing: the sheer weight and volume of weirdness is unique to Florida. All the way to the panhandle. But you also have a deep love of this state. Speak to that.
Well, I mean, I was born and raised here, and my family's here, and my kids and my grandkids, and my dad and my grandfather were from here, and this is a place I'm loyal to. It's changed dramatically. I mean, when I was born, I think the population was about 5.5 million people. Now we've got 20 million people here, and we're trying to shoehorn as many more as possible. You're going to have collision of cultures. You're going to have the weirdness that Dave and I have been writing about. But in terms of the violence, that's something that certainly increased with the easy availability of assault rifles. The incident with Christina Grimmie, you have just, you know, a whack job with a pistol. How many of those stories have we read from all over the country? This is the age we live in. Yeah. It's not Malcolm X, and it's not Martin Luther King, and it's not Bobby Kennedy. We're now stalking people we just see on TV. And that's an American phenomenon.
Well, you're in Central Florida. What's the conversation about, you know, these several days in Orlando?
Well, everybody you meet is just shaking their heads. I mean, and they're ashen-faced, and you're getting, you know, you get calls from your friends who live other places, and they ask the same question: what's going on with Florida? And, you know, the only response you can give, it's the same thing that's going on in the rest of the country. We just sometimes do it bigger and worse. One of the fears that I think a lot of Floridians live with is the idea that because of the amusement park central, you know, of Disney, you have Universal, and these things, that you really worry about them as obviously a terrorist target. There's been some reporting the shooter at the nightclub actually scoped out, you know, a Disney property, and it
and that worries you.
Yeah.
Carl Hyacin, you in the past have taken pieces of truth of Florida and spun them into these dark comic novels. I remember one about I think it was after Hurricane Andrew, which was just horrific. And police were telling people to stay out of South Florida because people were, instead of going to Disney World, they were going to look at Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah, the tourists were actually coming down to videotape the hurricane wreckage and the people, the homeless people left homeless and the devastation. I mean, we had people with video cameras coming, driving from Orlando to Miami because they didn't want to miss it, like it was one of our attractions. Yeah, no, that kind of stuff. When you're in the business of writing satire, I mean, you're sort of obligated to include it in the novels and work. Something, the scale of this violence and just the despair that you feel, there's no way to work it into any kind of palatable fiction. You can't do it, obviously. There is plenty of material and rich material if you're writing about the politicians who show up after the bloodbath, the same politicians who take a lot of money from the NRA and people like Marco Rubio who voted against a bill that would have prevented people on the terror watch list from buying automatic weapons. He flew all the way back to Washington to vote that bill down. Bill that wouldn't have helped in this case because this guy wasn't even on the terror watch list
anymore. He had been.
No, he wasn't. But he'd been investigated. If he had been on the watch list, that's the irony. He'd still be able to buy legally an AR-15 in the state of Florida. Those guys are easy to put in a novel.
And into this horrific week of gun violence, suddenly nature rears up, and an alligator and a 2-year-old.
Yeah,
heartbreaking.
It is. It's the final sick twist this week. It's a very rare thing, by the way, to have happen. We've got alligators everywhere in Florida. Very, very few attacks. But this is the conflict when you, again, you cram 20 million people into a place that has these, and the gators have nowhere to go, so of course they're going to show up at lakes at Disney World. You can't keep them out, especially this is the kind of the mating season. They travel around all over the place. Usually in these attacks, Robin, somebody's been feeding. Some nitwits have been feeding the gators, so they get acclimated, and they're looking to humans for food. And every condo complex has got some moron who insists on feeding, you know, fried chicken to the gator in the canal. Mm. And that means that the next thing that happens is the dogs start disappearing. They do not stalk human beings, but this was a little toddler, and he was, you know, wrong place, wrong time.
And a Florida and an Orlando on edge.
It's a very, you know, sickening trifecta, you know, of stories.
Carl Hyacin, one of the voices of Florida, reflecting on the past few days. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. And hopefully next time we can be talking about something a little more entertaining than this.